Hey all, this is Justin with a quick sneak peek for January and what episodes are coming up. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. I hope you have a great New Year's Eve celebration ahead and you've got an exciting, fulfilling 2019 in your future. So we are all done with January's recordings. We're actually partway through February, trying to book through and get as many of these things recorded and slated to go out as I anticipate the arrival of our first baby, our baby boy, end of January. So I want to make sure that the podcast goes uninterrupted as our entire life is turned upside down the way that I hear it from our friends. So January, we've got a ton of great interviews. On January 3rd, on a Monday, I'm talking to Andre Rush, who is quite a character. He was in the Army, and Andre was a chef, eventually cooking in the White House for the president. He's been featured in TMZ magazine. He's been very, very popular, but he is actually producing his own television show called Chef in the City. And so in this interview, we talk about what it's like to produce a show and what his crazy career has been. He's a very motivational guy. He does 2,000 push-ups every single day to create awareness around veteran suicide. He looks like it, too. He's got a bicep that's bigger than three of me put side to side. So really, really energetic guy. You can tell why he's going to be so successful on television and why he's gotten so much attention in popular media. But check out episode 233 for that one. That Thursday, January 7th, in episode 234, I'm having my second conversation with Mark Horstman. If you have not yet listened to episode 193, that was my first interview with Mark Horstman. Definitely check that one out first. Mark has he's the number one podcast in business around management. He is, first of all, he looks like the Big Lebowski. He looks like the dude, and he actually sounds like him as well, with not as many F-bombs. Mark is just such a wealth of knowledge. He's had over, I think, 1,500 of his own podcasts over the last 10 years. He's worked with presidents. He's worked with all sorts of incredible leaders to help them. And we revisit this conversation and we dive into a ton of very tactical advice about how to prepare for interviews. Tactical to the point where I was just sitting, I had it on mute and was just taking notes. I put it in the show notes as well because it's a really robust process for step 1 through 30 of exactly what to do to get ready for an interview. The audio quality is unfortunately not great, but it was good enough to still publish, and I think that you'll really enjoy that. That's episode 234. Then on Monday, January 10th, in episode 235, I sit down with Brian Dougherty. Brian is a Navy SEAL who recently, as in the last couple of months, founded a company called the Declan James Watch Company. I know I've had a lot of entrepreneurs on the show. Brian is in it. He is in the midst of launching this. It's a physical product. We haven't had a ton of those on the show. So I think it'll be a good perspective of any of you thinking about entrepreneurship to get what it's like to be in the trenches, that craziness, as well as just walking through how you go about traveling to Hong Kong and China and trying to find people to build watches and physical products. Thursday, January 14th, we're going to do a rebroadcast. Potentially, we might fill that with a sponsored episode, but that is TBD right now with 200 and, God, I'm just going to be recording here in a second, episode number 245 with Liz Carmouche, who's in the MMA and UFC world. But in these 245 episodes, I find if you are a newcomer to Beyond the Uniform, it may be difficult to sift through all the previous episodes. And the reason I like these rebroadcasts, it's a good way for me to be able to shine a spotlight on a particular interview out of those 245 that I think that you would benefit from. So keep an eye out for that on the 14th. On the January 17th, a Monday, I talk with Matt Griffin. This is one of my favorite interviews of all time. In episode 237, he talks about going from the Army to founding Combat Flip Flops. It is inspirational. He is creating a business model called Business Not Bullets, going to war-torn areas and finding ways to bring business there as a way of preventing and alleviating war. He talks about the TEDx talk he gave. He talks about his book that was just released that I ordered. Encourage you to check it out as well. But Griff is a very, very motivational guy and very honest. They have had ups and downs like any startup. And what I admire about Griff is he doesn't pull any punches. He doesn't hold back. It is not an Instagram view of startups where it's all pretty and all wonderful. It's a very honest assessment of what it's like to start a company. But even if you're not interested in entrepreneurship, I think you'll really enjoy this episode. I think it will be very, very motivational for you no matter what career path you're looking at. On Thursday the 21st, same deal. That's going to be either a rebroadcast or potentially filled with a sponsor. Monday the 24th, we're back with a brand new episode. That is episode number 239. This is another repeat. The first repeat was with Mark Horstman. The second repeat is with George Randall, who was on episode 222, so not too long ago. I got a lot out of that interview. George just has such a wealth of knowledge about career transition advice. So I had him back on the show. Thanks to all of you who submitted questions for George. We go through your questions and then we dive into a lot of ground that will be relevant to any career path. So that's a must listen to. On January 28th, it's a Thursday, I talked to Jan Rutherford, who was referred to me by Kim Young from Roomy Spice. He runs a company called Self-Reliant Leadership. This is the first interview I plan to have Jan back on. I learned so much in this interview. We talk about, because he leads these expeditions, these survival expeditions with veterans or people in the military and business people outside. So he's got a unique perspective of the leadership differences between the two. And footnote, it is not all flattering for us in the military. I know we pride ourselves on leadership. I do. And but he points out some really poignant details about things that we should really consider changing in our leadership style and that we should drop when we leave the military. He's a wealth of knowledge about these crucible experiences, how valuable they are in our lives, and how to create them. So this is the first of two interviews, hopefully, because Jan has also published books. He does his own podcast. He's been on done a TEDx talk. There's a lot more room for us to expand, but I think this will be an encouraging episode regardless of your career path. And then the last episode of the month on Monday, January 31st, episode 241 is with Scott Davidson. This is a trip of an interview because government contracting is something we haven't really talked about on the show. To me, it just seems like most people in the military probably know about that as a career path. Scott is awesome because he started a company called GCO, which is crushing it. And they work with companies to help them navigate the government contracting landscape. It's an incredible look at entrepreneurship amidst an industry that I had written off, incorrectly so. And so he talks about the importance of the experience he gained between the military and starting his own company. He talks about what it's like to start a company. He talks about the world of government contracting. So there is so much in this episode. It is more geared towards entrepreneurship, but I think you can get something out of it if you're interested in government contracting or just curious to hear some C stories in general. So that is what's ahead for the month of January. Right after this, I'm talking to mid-February interview. So we are pretty close to wrapping up February. A lot of great stories ahead. Honestly, there are multiple interviews in February where I just felt very grateful to be doing this podcast and the access it's giving me to some incredible people who are doing some great work in the world. And I'm excited to get those stories out to you. And I know they're going to help you in your military or your military or civilian career. And one last thing, let's just look up because we have a few days left for our pledge drive, which is not about donating money. This is not like NPR. This is about just donating a review. We are up to 102 reviews on iTunes, which is incredible. Would greatly appreciate, before wrapping up the year, if you have a chance to go to Apple Podcasts or iTunes and leave a review. It's the same thing. You don't have to be an iTunes user. You don't have to be an Apple user or an enthusiast. All you have to do is go there and submit a review. It really helps us get the word out about what we're doing. We are giving away a bunch of Beyond the Uniform publications to the team's favorite review out of those most recently submitted reviews, so be sure to do that before the end of the year. And one last plug for our coaching program, where we subsidize coaches to get them in front of you. These are executive coaches and career coaches. They are trained to help you figure out your next career move, whether that's leaving the military, staying in the military, or figuring out your next job after 20 years out of the military. It doesn't matter your background. They are exceptional. I've been dragging my feet on updating the coaching website, but we've gotten over 6 unbelievable testimonials from people who have gone through this program. I'm going to connect with the coaches for that and do a podcast around that sometime soon. It keeps on getting put off, but it is such a great resource. Definitely check that out. So have a great rest of 2018. I will see you in 2019 with those incredible interviews. Have a great year.